Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
Nathan, unfortunately, with every grand final, there's always going to be a few hard luck stories, and one close to our hearts, Mitch McGovern, looks like he's going to miss out.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's you know, as you said, there's always a tough luck story. We've had a couple this year, and heading into the grand final, Brodie Smith's another one. But Mitch did everything that he possibly could, and unfortunately, his body just didn't allow him to do what he needed to do it. The final training sessions, you know, feeling certainly a lot for Mitch. You know, words obviously can't describe how he's feeling, but I know he'll be cheering on the boys. The boys love Gov, and we'll certainly do everything in their power in the coming years as well to make up for him missing his opportunity this year. But he's been a massive part of the club getting to where we are, and will certainly be a massive part moving forward for us as well. So it's going to be bittersweet, but I'm sure there'll be opportunities in the future for Mitch as well. And I know his attitude's been outstanding, and many people back in Albany, where he's from, Mount Barker way, will certainly be thinking of him. And being a fellow West Australian too, he's certainly got a soft spot in my heart too. So I'm feeling for Gov, but I know he'll be there with the boys on Saturday.
Now, you're going to reveal a little bit more about the interesting stance of the national anthem in the last couple of games.
Yeah, well, I guess there's been a fair bit of commentary around the boys and what that looks like when the national anthem's played, but there isn't really, I guess, too much to draw from that. It's something that the boys have come up with themselves, I suppose, and it's something that I guess, irrespective of what the opposition does, it's something that helps get the boys prepared to play. So, look, what they do on Saturday, we'll just have to wait and see. But whether it's anything or nothing, we'll wait and see. But as long as the boys are mentally prepared going into the game, that's what counts the most.
And coming up against a Richmond side determined to make amends after many years in the wilderness, of course, Dustin Martin winning the Brownlow on Monday. He is in ripper form this September, isn't he?
He's been justly rewarded for an outstanding year as, you know, as the Brownlow medalist. And we certainly under no illusions that he's a fantastic player and what he brings to their side, but they're also littered with talent throughout, you know, every line. They've got Rance, who's a four-time All-Australian last four consecutive years. Obviously, Trent Cotchin's had an unbelievable season, but in particular his finals series. Jack Leward up forward. So there's a guys there that can certainly turn the game on its head, and we'd like to think we've got a few ourselves as well, so it's going to make for a thrilling contest, and hopefully we can nullify those guys, and some of our guys can step up too.
Adelaide taking on Richmond. You'll hear the game right here on 783 Triple M. Assistant coach from the Adelaide Football Club, Nathan Van Berlug. More done on a fantastic season.
Thanks very much. Go Crows.
Last weekend, which was the Queen's birthday long weekend, we had the Triple M show and shine at the corner of North Road and Campbell Road at the Centennial Park there. Great turnout, and the weather was pretty good because on the Monday afterwards, things turned for the worse. And having a chat now with Christine Sargent from the Great Southern Street Machine Association. Christine, you got some results there from the weekend.
Yes, I do. So some really good results. And thank you to Triple M and everybody that turned up. It was an absolutely fantastic day. But everybody wants to know the best of show, which goes to Ian Latter, number one in a little Morris van, the little blue Morris van. That was pretty smicko, wasn't it?
Nicely presented.
Yeah. Top Aussie muscle car. We've really got to have that one so everyone knows. It was number 12. It was a Charger E37, and that belonged to Mike Fantasia. People's Choice. The People's Choice for the car was number 91. The beautiful Holden Monaro, the green one. That's just from Scotty Collins. That's just absolutely smicko, that car. People's Choice for the bike was number 64, the Suzuki GSL 150 from Brendan Flower. So that was a pretty nice bike there too, which was great. At the Go to Woe on the Saturday, the winner was number 97. It was a Nissan R34 GTT. From Brody McDonald. So he did a really good job there. And like runner-up was Wayne Lennigan in the little Roadster. So
excellent.
They had a fun day out there on that day. Another one that I think we really should come across was the Rocker Cover Races.
Yes.
That was absolutely fantastic. So the grand champion was number 8, Johnny Galvin.
And he's been up there before, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a bit of a legend with his rocker cover. He's done it a couple of times. But I think the best presented was just amazing. Number 10, the Carmen boys. They did such a fantastic job with those rocker covers. It was absolutely great. Yeah, the other one was our top female entrant, which was Danielle Fricker in a Mitsubishi. Number 2 was that one.
And we start thinking about next year.
Next year. Wow, yes. Yes.
And there could be a significant change in the history of the event.
Yeah, we're looking at actually going indoors next year. So, you know, be talking with the Ag Society as soon as the show's finished. We'll get onto them and really see if we can use those big sheds and get our event indoors. And that will be a big change.
So then there's no excuse for not turning up.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you know, weather-wise, just sort of trying to walk around in wet and everything, it's not that good.
We were lucky this year.
Yes.
Because the weather changed just after we finished up.
Yes. We got packed up in time too, didn't we? So that was, yeah, really
great. You don't want to run the risk of doing that next year. So having it in the new facility would be absolutely fantastic.
Yes, yeah. It will be great.
Christine, Triple M Show and Shine is over for another year. Anyone you'd like to thank out there?
Everybody. Triple M, yes. Triple M was fantastic. The Albany Advertiser, SRT, Coates Hire, they did all the bits and pieces, generators, toilets and everything for us. Albany Aerial Imaging, Brad will actually have the photo up of the Super Cruise and things like that. And just before we go, next year, Terry, you have to have your rocker cover ready. So just let everyone know, he didn't get his rocker cover ready for
I think
this
I was
year.
Overwhelmed by some of the other entries. I thought, I'm not in the same league here.
No, so you got to get it ready. You've got 12 months to do it now.
Yes. Good on you, Christine.
Okay, thanks a lot.
For a Thursday again, catching up with Mark McCrindle from McCrindle Researchers. Great stuff on their website, mcrindle.com.au. Mark, this week we want to talk about the Baby Names in Australia 2017 report. And you've got the top male and top female name for 2017.
Yeah, exactly. This is from the birth registries right across Australia. We just look at naming trends, and nationally, Oliver is the number one boy's name and Charlotte is the number one girl's name. Bit of a royal influence there because Charlotte has risen up the ranks since Princess Charlotte was born a couple of years ago. But in WA, actually, Jack is the number one boy's name. So Jack, which was the number one boy's name nationally a couple of years ago, is still number one in WA. But they are some of the top names. And there has been a strong trend of Australians moving back to more traditional names. Mm. If we look at the top list, you know, we've got William and Lachlan and, as I said, Oliver and Jack up the top. For girls, you've got Emily and Mia and Ava and Isabella.
Those names,
you know, these very older names have come back.
Those names sound bully-proof, because if you get a really out-there name, you are prone to copying it in the playground at school.
Exactly, and I think that's probably part of it. You know, parents have gone back to the traditional, back to the names that are a little bit more conservative and with a bit of substance. And if we look at even names that have entered the top 100 in the last year, you've got names like Florence and Sunny, names of the past like Thea and Beryl, making a comeback. So it's what we call the 100-year return. Names that were big a century ago have come back again, whereas names that were big, say, 30 years ago, in other words, names that were big as parents were growing up, are nowhere to be seen. Good names like Robert and, Mark. Peter, John has
like that
just
one.
Ended
yeah.
the top 100 again.
Mark McCrindle calling in from across the ditch this morning, or this afternoon over there. What is it, just after 1 o'clock?
Yeah, exactly.
Big presentation in New Zealand today. Thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Terry. Thanks so much.
Terry for Breakfast, Albany 783 Triple M with Gangy Jang. From the sounds of then to the
sounds of Albany.
I've always wanted to do that. $1,260 on the line today with the sound of Albany. You need to tell us what this is and where you can find it. Let's go to the phones. Rowena is with us. G'day.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
I'm well. You could be winning yourself $1,260. What do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
I think it could be the guillotine at Officeworks.
The guillotine at Officeworks.
Yeah, in the Photoshop bit.
I love Photoshop. It makes me look better. Unfortunately, not the one we're after, I'm sorry.
Okay, see you.
Now, you're off for a couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I leave tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, where are you heading?
Cambodia, Vietnam.
Oh, fantastic. What's one thing you don't leave without?
My passport.
Oh, yes. Very important.
Yes.
We want to see you back in the country.
Yes. All right, we'll see you in 2 weeks, Terry. Right.
Well, good on you. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Phil, sound of Albany for $1,260. What do you reckon it is?
Mate, I reckon it is a dryer at the Albany Laundromat on Middleton Beach Road.
I like your answer, the nice and specific. Unfortunately, your answer's a little off the mark this morning.
Oh, Spewing.
Oh, spewing.
All right, thanks, Terry.
Sorry, Phil, can't give you the money.
No worries, mate. I'll try again.
See you then.
Yeah.
Hello, Triple M, Sound of Albany.
Hi, my name's Evan.
Hi, Evan.
And I just wanted to know, is it a tyre being fitted onto a wheel?
A tyre being fitted onto the wheel. Where would that be happening, Evan?
At a tyre store.
Which one?
Halves tyres.
Not a tyre being fitted to halves tyres, I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, I can't give you the money. Good on you, Evan. The jackpot tomorrow is at $1,280 as we round out the week and round out the month. It's your Sound of Albany, only on Triple M.